Utah is not the best state for agriculture. Good land and water are both scarce. Nevertheless, hundreds of small farming villages were founded throughout Utah after the arrival of the Mormon pioneers in 1847. Families in these villages farmed on small plots of land near their communities. The land was dry and had to be irrigated for raising animals and crops. Farmers brought water into their land by digging ditches and canals with hand tools and horsepower. During the first decades of Utah settlement, each family and village worked to become self-sufficient, striving to grow and raise everything they needed to take care of themselves. But as Utah approached statehood in the 20th century, there were changes ahead. What happened to Utah agriculture after statehood? What impact would these changes have on the people of Utah? What effect would the changes in Utah agriculture have on our rural communities, our economy, our land and water use, and our values? Consider these questions in Changes and Challenges, A Century of Utah Agriculture.